Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, I love the show, man.
Thanks, dude.
Just a quick question. What do you think about the Packers picking up Jimmy Graham and getting rid of Jordy Nelson, which was Aaron's favorite go-to receiver?
Well, I got to tell you, I am surprised about, and they got Mo Wilkerson too. So they did a lot. There was a lot of movement today by this team. There's no doubt about it. And Jimmy Graham goes there. Wilkerson was with the Jets for so long. We all know that too. But I am surprised about Jordy Nelson, like everybody else. Aaron Rodgers said, hard to find the right words to express what 87 means to me. No teammate exemplified what it means to be a Packer quite like him. From living in Green Bay full-time, his contributions incredibly to the city, state, and region, to his consistent, reliable play on the field. Definitely a sad day and the toughest part of this business. There will never be another quite like White Lightning. Leader, brother, friend, baller, loyal, champion, legacy intact, can still play ball, back, shoulder, first SB Super Bowl touchdown. The GM said he talked to Rodgers after deciding to release Nelson, but would not talk about the conversation. I got to tell you, it just shows you how ruthless the business is that they found in their best interest the idea that they would get rid of his favorite receiver. To me, is insanity. I mean, like, I would never – and first of all, they haven't signed this guy to an extension, have they? So what do you do to get on Aaron Rodgers' good side here? Get rid of his favorite player that he plays with, his favorite teammate, his favorite receiver. Get rid of him. Great idea. I just don't understand that move at all. Can someone explain that to me, Carver High? Why would you get rid of that guy's favorite receiver? I mean, are you insane? So they're like, it's part of the game. It's part of the business. I don't know. It is part of the business, but not that guy. Do someone else.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure that they must have talked with Aaron beforehand a little bit, right? Didn't they have to... didn't they offer Jordy...
I think Jordy, they just told him, we're getting rid of him, whether you like it or not.
They offered Jordy a pay cut, and he said no. Also,
Is that true?
I saw that story as well. Look, people move in and out in the NFL all the time. I get it. You want to keep the guy happy. They got Devontae Adams locked up. They got Jimmy Graham now.
How many? That guy will have 10 job offers by tomorrow morning at breakfast.
You know where he's going to go. He's going to go to the Patriots. You know he's going to the Pats.
He's going to the Pats.
Jordy Nelson and Sue from Miami. They'll both go to the Pats. You watch.
Done deal.
Especially after Amendola just left there to go to Miami.
Amendola left. He got injured a lot. Bring in Jordy Nelson. Can you imagine? And they're bringing Harrison back? Is that what they were saying today? Are we supposed to believe that they're going to bring back that old geezer that can lift a building over his head?
It saves them over $10 million on the cap, and that's why they ditched him. But, I mean, it's definitely a questionable move, especially because then they go and sign Wilkerson. I know their defense has been weak, but isn't the big thing, if you're going to save $10 million, don't you want to maybe use that money to protect Rodgers because no one ever blocks for the guy, and that's why he's always hurt? Like, I might have put that into the offensive line, not Mo Wilkerson.
Wasn't their offensive line, like, injured? Bulaga and them injured the whole year last year, and that was part of the reason the guy got lit up?
Yeah. But he always seems to be running around for his life half the time.
Gutenkunst, I don't know. I'm just perplexed at what he's doing. But I don't have a problem with Jimmy Graham. That guy's a monster. He's huge. And you know Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to that guy as sure as I'm sitting here a lot. If that guy's healthy, if both of them are healthy, he's going to connect with that guy, make your head spin. I mean, he's just going to do it so much, make your head spin. The guy will have 10 catches a game. He'll use him, honestly, like it was his best friend. He'll be the new Jordy. He won't even need a deep threat. He'll just throw to that guy every time. Can you imagine what that guy's going to do in the red zone with Aaron Rodgers? Seriously.
Especially because you know in Green Bay, they're not going to ask him to block. They'll sign some other guy, put him on the line.
He doesn't block anyway.
He doesn't block anyway, so you don't need him. It's not a situation where you can sign him and say, okay, we need you to be more than you are. They're going to say, go ahead, line up, run, catch the ball. That's it.
I can't imagine what Packer fans think of them getting rid of Jordy Nelson. Call the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.